This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Jones Garner with JIDS Mobile Detailing. Welcome, Jones. I'm happy to have you today.
Hey, happy to be here too.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about JIDS Mobile Detailing. What do you do?
So JIDS Mobile Detailing is a company based out of Auburn that I own. I've been owning and operating it for the last 3 years. So we're a set price mobile detailing company in Auburn. We have a crew of guys that comes around here in Auburn, and we do the basics on the car. We're shampooing your carpets, conditioning seats, doing the full wipe down on the interior. And then as far as outside goes, we're doing the works on the outside too. You know, it's not your traditional detailing where you take it to a shop and they're taking the seats out and things like that, but it's just the traditional. It's a very extensive detail for the price that we offer it at. It's value packed, and you really can't beat it for what we charge. So it's $60. It's a set price, no matter the job, and we're doing a very thorough detail on your car.
That sounds awesome. So I think the best thing about what you do is you come. So if I were to call you, you would come to me and clean my car. I don't have to bring it to you and leave it somewhere, right?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Yep. That's probably the best thing about it. And it being so affordable, you know, we try and target everybody because a lot of people, detailing can go as expensive as $500 to $600.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, a lot of people aren't willing to spend that, even if, a lot of people just want a general nice clean on their car, you know, so. That's what we offer. And then we also do come to y'all. So it's very convenient too. So, but yes, ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we live in our cars these days.
Right.
And they get pretty dirty. What are some of the things you've seen in cars that you've had to clean so that kind of people have an idea of, you know, really what kind of mess can you clean up?
So, I mean, we've seen things all the way from candy sticking on the seats, candy in the car doors, and we use steam cleaning now, so we steam all that up and it comes out, and I mean it's only $60, so it's very affordable. We've cleaned, you know, throw up
super. Oh my.
anything from we've probably seen it all. We've cleaned lots of cars. So anything you could imagine, I'm sure we've seen it.
Okay. Awesome. So really don't be embarrassed about what the state of your car. Yeah. Just go ahead and get it cleaned, right?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. Clean some.
So how did you get into your business? What made you think I'm going to go into the mobile detailing business?
So 3 years ago, my dad, I'm only 19. So my dad was gifting me his car for my 16th birthday.
Nice.
So, and he kept it pretty dirty.
Yeah.
So I didn't want it to be dirty whenever I got it. So I got into cleaning it and I kept it clean for when I got it. But anyway, so I was working a job. I didn't really like it as much. And then I just thought, hey, why don't I just start this business, do it for a low price and give people some value. But we just started from there 3 years ago, and now we're probably servicing 350 to 400 cars a month, and we're just staying very
That's amazing
good. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So you got started at 16. That's an awesome story. Very, very young entrepreneur you are. Very yep. Cool.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the misconceptions that people have about mobile detailing?
So a lot of them relate, a lot of people relate mobile detailing to your traditional car wash. The difference in the traditional car wash and mobile detailing is we are basically tailoring the cleaning of your car, if that makes sense at all.
Yes.
We are doing a custom cleaning. We're making sure your needs are met and we're taking care of the nooks and crannies the car wash will definitely not get, because all they supply you with is a vacuum and a tunnel car wash that a lot of the time does not do the job that we can do, because we're on site taking care of the car, talking to you, making sure everything is has satisfied you before we leave the job. So that's probably the biggest difference between a car wash and mobile detailing is it's just a tailored fit to you and making sure your needs are met, and it's way higher quality than what a car wash is.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think it's in your name, detailing. You get get down to really getting into the places that, you know, a car wash can't get to.
Right. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So since you're a young entrepreneur, when you were first starting your business, I like for people to hear from other business owners and kind of know that getting started is sometimes a challenge. What were some of the challenges that you faced that you overcome and made you a stronger person?
You know, at first, it was honestly really easy when I was by myself running it. There was not much it's low barriers to entry in the detailing space. I just posted on Nextdoor app and things like that. But the hardest thing I've definitely sort of overcame recently is finding talent and good workers to work for you, mm-hmm. and making sure quality control is there, just because we are in the detailing space, you know, and then when you're sending people out, you got to make sure the quality is very high. But you know, that's something we've overcame recently, just paying them well and making sure everybody's happy. But that's definitely been the biggest challenge, is hiring people. But you just got to keep rolling with the punches and keep going on.
That's right. And I, you know, that's a common problem. I hear that from a lot of people, especially in the business you're in, kind of that labor type of business, is, you know, finding talent. So, and finding people to hire. So, but obviously you overcame it. So it's not something that, you know, is impossible to endure, right?
Right. Absolutely. You just can't give up, and you just got to keep on pushing. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. So what's one thing you wish people knew about your business?
So I think when I advertise our very low price on all our platforms, people can't believe it. And then they always are like, oh, are you just vacuuming the car? Are you just doing this? They think it's they underplay what we're doing for the price, if that makes sense. So
yes,
for $60, we are doing a complete interior detail. I mean, we're not going to be pressure washing your carpets or extracting them or things like that, but we're going to be doing a full wipe down, light shampooing on the carpets. It's very extensive, and that's probably one of the myths about our businesses. For people that just see it for the first time, they don't even believe it. So, but that is probably one of the myths, is our $60 detail is very thorough. And if you want to add on the exterior, that's extra. But yes, that's probably the biggest myth about it.
Okay. So the price is real and you do get a lot for it.
Yes, ma'am. And it's set. We don't change. So.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Very cool.
Yep.
So how would one get in touch with you if they wanted to schedule a cleaning?
So if you want to book a mobile detail, you can text me at 334-740-9296, and you can just text me, hey, I want to get my car detailed, or whatever the case is, and I'll respond to you, and then we can put you on the books. If you want to see our Instagram, it's JIDS_Auburn on Instagram, or you can check us out at Jones Garner on the Nextdoor app. And yeah, that's two ways you could get in touch with me.
All right. Yes, well, ma'am. Jones, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.